the neighborhood to come in and hear the concert at 6:30 at All Faith Chapel. We have 130 kids from 9 schools across the area, and we will have the kids performing. The boys will perform three of their songs they've learned, and the girls will perform 3 songs they've learned during the day, and then the 2 teaching headliner quartets all sing their they will sing their songs, and then our chapter will perform a few songs too, a little Apple Barbershop course. So that's this Saturday, October 7th, 6:30 at All Faith Chapel, and it's free, no charge.
All right. Thanks for the call, Harvey.
Regular life does go on. We do appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
That is true. Isn't it nice to know that? 537-1350 is the number here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to continue to receive more and more information about the situation in Las Vegas this morning. CBS will, obviously, this will be our lead story in CBS at the top of each hour. We'll have updated information. I understand President Trump is about to take the podium of the White House here in just a few moments to offer some comments about the situation. You know, one of the first things I thought of was, there's a Trump facility in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and obviously he's going to have a very interesting perspective then, coming from someone who owns casinos and hotels.
True, exactly.
And the involvement in that. And we're without a call screener, so we're just going to kind of take it as it is this morning here on K-Man's In Focus. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling about football game.
About the football game and the chant in Wabash Cannonball?
No, this is about people around us. We'd rather hear the band rather than him. I don't know who's in charge of it, playing the loud music. Every opportunity they got, it was very annoying. And it was everybody around us agreed. I don't know if you have in charge of the music or who, but...
No, I have no involvement with that. I have a button that turns my mic on and shuts it off. That's all I have. So I don't have any control over levels or music selection or anything like that. But if you have a complaint about that, you can always call the K-State Athletic office. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling. 537-1350 and... It shows people are still, the regular, everyday things that people are concerned with, which I guess is good. We do need to move on at some point, although still just stunned by the news. And
with regard to this last caller, there is a new sound system there at the stadium, and this was our third game with it. And I will tell you that game day conditions are ever-changing. It depends on the number of people that are there. It depends on winds.
Right.
The winds, not wins as in victories, but wind,
how many
direction
miles per
and
hour,
speed,
what direction.
All kinds of different things come into play, with the sound system. But I know that they are closely monitoring that. And, the challenge is that, they got a big stadium and there are some areas that it's louder than others. And that's the way it is. 9:30 in the morning on News Radio KMAN. So they're saying that this is the worst mass shooting in United States history. Now, we don't know the condition. They say that now over 400 people have been taken to area hospitals.
And he had,
over
10 guns now we're hearing?
That's what I understand has been reported, that the man had 10 guns. I guess that he did have some sort of a criminal history.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be more about this Yahoo coming up here before too long. But, I understand his wife was overseas at the time. The guy's name, where was it? Stephen Paddock. Apparently, he took his own life as police were starting to move in on him.
At least 50 people dead, more than 400 people hospitalized. Yep. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in the medical profession in Las Vegas today. It has to be just insane. You do all the trainings. I mean, I know, and kudos to our local folks, and I'm sure they do it in Las Vegas, too. You do all these trainings, but, boy, is anyone really prepared for something this massive?
You take into consideration the need now for these large-scale gatherings of greater security measures. We see it at Kansas State University. We see it at football games.
Sure.
We'll see it at basketball games, the scanning that will go on. I take a bag in because I have a lot of things that I take into the game for the work that I do there for K-State.
It was my first time to a game this year, and I thought it went quite smoothly. Of course, we were there early.
Yeah. But that's new. Mm-hmm. That's new to us, being scanned as you walk in. And even though I have a placard that says, you know, I go to the sixth floor, and it's got my name on it, I still get scanned, my bag still gets checked, and you have to do that.
Sure
now.
You do. You have to be
and
consistent.
And this is one of those examples as to why.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jim Moeller, who is one of the facilities guys up at K-State, and Jim's just one of the great guys. He's it's just like, you know, he like Wayne Rouse, he took the same perspective.
Right.
From what we heard from Wayne today, it's just like, you know, from it's an event planner's worst nightmare
mm-hmm.
to see something like that.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know, there are 40,000 people at this festival, and it's a festival. It's held on the Strip,
mm-hmm.
actually on the Strip in Las Vegas. It's called the Route 91 Country Music Festival. And their attendance was similar to what we see at Country Stampede, about 40,000 people there last night.
Well, we have upwards of 100,000, don't we?
Well, not for that's the addition of all three nights together.
Okay, that's good.
So 40,000 people a night, roughly, mm-hmm. will be out at Country Stampede. So, you know, you can see a similar parallel
right.
in terms of the size of the crowd. And, you know, you have a gunman, and they're saying that he was 3 football fields away.
Right.
You know,
have you seen the video of where he actually was? They've shown
yeah.
exactly where
yeah,
in the
and
building.
Yeah, I've seen some
and
of the windows
kind of
that
the
have been shot out that that he was shooting from. And, you know, he's, you know, Are you going to have to start having your badge checked when you go into a hotel room?
I don't know.
I mean, this guy thought this thing through. Obviously. I mean, he had, I don't know who knows how many bags he had
mm-hmm.
packed.
Well, quite a few to get
but,
10 guns in,
I mean,
I guess.
And here again, it's just it's a horrific situation. And, you know, it's just like, why do these things happen? There are a lot of issues. There are a lot of things. And guns are part of the problem, but they're not all of the problem. They're not all of the problem. I mean, this guy had a criminal history. I don't know what that history entails yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure more will come out. Well, we've been talking, of course, a lot about Las Vegas today, and as we should. Lawrence kind of shook me up over the weekend. I have
a daughter
and son-in-law and mm-hmm. granddaughters who live there. In fact, they just opened a brewery close to downtown
right.
Lawrence. And I immediately texted and said, are you guys okay? And she said, other than the dog whining at 1:30 in the morning, probably because of all the sirens, they were fine and the brewery was fine. But
and if you haven't been familiar with that story, there was a shooting and apparently 20 shots
right.
So,
three people dead and wounded 2 others.
And I understand they're not in good
condition.
They're
not sure if they're elements from Topeka that came to town or who knows. But you and I have sat right here at these desks talking about Kansas City and Topeka and
right.
how it unfortunately almost every day now for Kansas City and at least a couple times a week for Topeka, we're talking about shootings or stabbings or something of this nature. Lawrence, you don't think of, but lately they've had a few things. So. And, of course, they're kind of equidistant between Topeka and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So,
but, you know, the thing that makes me shake my head is that, you know, we see these things in towns where you wouldn't expect
mm-hmm.
something like this, like Newton or Houston.
True, true.
And, you
is
know,
anywhere safe?
Harvey County has had, I think, 3, maybe 4 situations where there have been shootings
mm-hmm.
where 2 or more lives have been taken because
right.
of these situations. You know, and it's just like, and that just tells you it's there's a lot of issues that come into play with these matters.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are because, you know, we just got a bunch of idiots out there. We got a bunch of people that have little or no value of life and, you know, take full advantage of the situation. And, you know, most of the time they just want to make their eventual suicide a mess.
Exactly.
Situation.
Mm.
Horrific. It's at 9:36, News Radio KMAN. We'll continue with In Focus. It's open lines. 537-1350, News Radio KMAN, if you have any comments this morning.